Track 8, putting Creek Abbey back on the map. Looking to move out of London to raise her family in the countryside, it was love at first sight when Diana Brocklebank Scott spotted Creek Abbey in a magazine. She reveals the decades of hard work which have gone into making it one of North Norfolk's top lifestyle destinations.
Creek Abbey. You know when you see something that you think is going to change your life and you have this sudden feeling in the pit of your stomach and you think, I've got to do everything I can to try and achieve this, but you also know that the odds of achieving it are incredibly low? That's how it felt, taking on Creek Abbey, says Diana Brocklebank Scott. I had that feeling of enormous anticipation and excitement, but also complete fear, because I had no idea how we were going to do it. Diana worked in finance in London, but had grown up in the countryside and dreamed about giving her children the same sort of outdoorsy childhood that she had enjoyed. Having fallen in love with Norfolk, particularly Blakeney and Mawston on the coast, Creek Abbey leapt out of the pages she was reading in the Country Life magazine one day. I'd expected it to already be sold, but it had a number of issues that were putting people off, she says. My husband and I were foolish enough to think that we were young enough to outlive the issues, so we broke our backs to find ways to borrow, mortgage and sell everything else we had to buy it, and we moved to Norfolk in 2003. It became a labour of love, lasting more than 20 years. What we took on in the end was quite run down, but very beautiful, she says. Broken flint barns and a wonderful farmhouse. We're so privileged to live on a site with this incredible scheduled ancient monument. There's a special atmosphere about it. Set in a tranquil valley, the ruins of Creek Abbey, which are cared for by English Heritage, date from the 13th century. In 1206, Sir Robert and Lady Alice de Nerford established the small chapel of St Mary of the Meadows at Lingerscroft, bordering the River Burn, which still flows through the farm and past the abbey today. In 1217, they founded the Hospital of St Bartholomew there, and when it embraced the rule of St Augustine, the chapel became a priory. It was elevated to abbey status by Henry III in 1225, and during this era held markets. It went into decline following a fire in around 1484. With lots of maintenance required and very limited funds available, Diana had to turn Creek Abbey into a destination, which she admits wasn't everyone's cup of tea. I couldn't just buy the barns and then watch them fall down, but we didn't have any more money, so I couldn't actually just fix the roofs either, she says. The old farm workshops were being used for storage, and as their leases came to an end, they were transformed first into art galleries and later, what Diana describes as her eureka moment, into retail outlets. She also started a monthly farmers market, a lovely nod to the Abbey's history, and is held on the first Saturday of the month, which showcases products from around 65 local food and drink producers. It put Creek Abbey firmly back on the map. And then we went from strength to strength, and I'd say 2018 to 19 was the absolute pinnacle, she says. We were having 40,000 visitors a year. We were accredited by Visit England as a destination, and we had a thriving cafe and food hall, which at that point I was running. It was at this time, says Diana, that they could finally turn their attention to renovating their own home, the farmhouse. Then came a triple whammy of challenges: Brexit, the pandemic, and the energy crisis. It was the latter that Diana describes as the final nail in the coffin. With prices at a high, she could no longer afford to run the coffee shop and food hall with its energy-hungry appliances such as refrigerators. I've been presented with many challenges in the past and I had found ways around all of them, but that was brutal, says Diana. The cafe and food hall was the honeypot, and losing that basically kicked the stuffing out of the whole site. I lost half of the tenants and I didn't think we could continue. With just three tenants, interiors shop Cape Vanilla, hair salon Locks Hair Design, and Hannah's Hounds Dog Groomers left on the site, apart from the farmers markets and events such as the annual Plant Lovers Day in 2023, was, in Diana's words, a quiet year. I was slightly licking my wounds, I have to say. It's tough to go through that, and I felt very responsible for my tenants, says Diana. Then, what Diana describes as the magic Emma Dittarding arrived. The acclaimed interior designer, founder of Kelling Design, is known for her love of bold colour and pattern and was looking for somewhere to establish Kelling Home, a lifestyle boutique to showcase the best of British and international design and craftsmanship. I took her into a couple of units in the courtyard as it had formerly been an antique shop, and she said that she needed a much bigger space. She said that my old food hall was perfect. She then set about completely redecorating the whole space, and there is now a cafe again too. It was like a phoenix rising from the ashes, says Diana. Brands and creatives showcased at Kelling Home and Friends include fashion and accessories by Troy London, artist Annabelle Pope, Abana's luxury bathing products and scented candles, fashion and interiors by Aurina, cotton kimonos and nightwear by Caro London, and Iris and Eye Jewellery. Kelling Home has also hosted events with well-known influences, including Norfolk-based Paula Sutton of Hill House Vintage and nutritional workshops in the cafe space. I think it's a wonderful Norfolk collaboration and celebration, says Diana. Living on a working farm, Diana is passionate about reconnecting people with the joys of cooking from scratch, using local, seasonal produce, and she sees the farmers' markets as a powerful tool in helping to do that. Other events held at Creek Abbey throughout the year include gift fairs, showcasing Norfolk-made products at Easter, in August, and in the run-up to Christmas, and outdoor theatre in the summer. They're also starting a host of wellness events, and there is a sound bath session coming up in September. You can also stay at Creek Abbey's holiday cottage, the Carrot House. Diana's days are busy. She could be out and about on the farm, visiting her tenants, or catching up on some desk work. In her downtime, she loves coastal walks, with Home and Skolt Head Island among her favourite destinations. She also enjoys exploring the historic streets of Norwich and King's Lynn. And as an enthusiastic foodie, she's not got a pot of something delicious bubbling away on the stove. She's trying out the country's hottest new restaurants. The Old Store at Snettisham for Eggs Benedict and Glaven Bistro at Glanford are among her current favourites. Despite the ups and downs of the last 20 years, Diana says she has never regretted taking on Creek Abbey. The children are now flying the nest across the world, and they grew up being able to ride their bikes without worrying about traffic, and they got headbutted by sheep, all the normal things that happen on a farm. I'm very proud to say that my husband and I have planted a new 5-hectare woodland. These places where we live, we're just guardians for the time that we're here. But if you plant a woodland and it won't be grown until we're probably gone, that somehow transcends that temporary guardianship and becomes something more important. So I'm excited about having left that legacy.